This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played Friendly Fires in the hospital.
Now, Jade, sometime during last week, there was a news that leaked, and I'm not sure whether it's a rumour or if it's a fact.
Yeah.
That one of my favourite...
A Different Strokes favourite.
Different Strokes. You reckon?
Oh, well, you know, she's kind of a character within our show, I feel, that she is.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
This is... Well, I don't even think you know who I'm talking about.
Who?
This is Nadine from Girls Aloud.
Okay, maybe not her.
Okay. Like, I rarely mention Nadine because it's all about Cheryl Cole right now.
Yes.
And we love Cheryl Cole. Well, I love Cheryl Cole on this show.
Yes.
And I've tried to persuade you.
Well, you keep calling her something like the hottest woman on earth.
She pretty much is the hottest. Second to, of course, my British pop demigod, Sophia Lispector.
Well, see, but see, I've never seen a picture of her where I've thought, oh, that is the hottest woman on earth.
Jade, you and I have very different tastes. Let's just
obviously,
face it.
Yeah. Very obviously. Different taste in women.
Obviously.
Because in men, very much the same.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
But in any case, Nadine, let's just get this. Nadine, which is the other chick from Girls Aloud, she has been plotting a solo album as well.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for her because everyone's like, you know, it's all about Cheryl.
Yes.
And
well, she is the hottest woman on earth.
And Nadine's trying to step out with her solo album round about sometime later this year. Problem is that apparently she's been struggling to secure a record company to whore out her album.
Yeah.
And word is last week that she signed an exclusive deal with Tesco. Now, Tesco, Jade, is like a supermarket giant in the UK.
Yeah.
Tesco. It's like me saying I'm commissioning for Coles to release my album. But exclusive to Coles.
It's kind of like an extension of the Starbucks thing, right?
Yeah, but Starbucks has its own vibe and everything to it. And I just don't know if
what's the supermarket vibe?
What's the supermarket vibe? I mean, Roma tomatoes and ironing boards and Nadine Coyle's solo album. Which got me thinking, Jade. I mean, you know, now that we're talking record companies and all that, during the week, it was vaguely floated.
Yeah.
Because you and I do this. We like to go on vanity trips.
Is that what you're going to call it?
That's what I'm calling it.
I like to just call it random acts of imagination.
Okay. That's probably a lot kinder on the ego. But I call it vanity acts or vanity trips.
Yeah.
So this week's vanity trip went down the little lane where you and I imagine what it would be like when Different Strokes Empire takes over.
Yeah.
And we have a Different Strokes record label.
Yeah. Well, because there was all this discussion about Sophie Ellis-Bextor has been dropped.
I don't know. It's only Petro from the Sound Museum
who told us that. And we were, and of course, we were devastated because SEB is a huge part of the show for us, right?
Yeah, she's part of our story.
And then I suggested that perhaps we should create our own label because it seemed completely unfounded that she should not have her own label. She should not have a label.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Alan, I don't know if you knew this, that Alan created her own record label.
Is it still going?
Yeah, it's just a recent thing. She did it. So when she was doing Idol, part of on her actual talk show, she'd have like people come in, like young performers that, you know, she'd found on YouTube or whatever and perform. And then she started her own record label.
She signed this kid that was like a 9-year-old boy that did Lady Gaga's Paparazzi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, well, this is a great idea. I mean.
So what would be some artists that we should sign on our label?
Well, I mean, obviously SEB.
SEB and, you know, someone like Sia or those kind of kooky indie artists.
Yeah, someone who has crossover appeal. That would be the sort of major thing. I don't know if we're going to get Sia. I think maybe Sia wouldn't get dropped by a label.
No, they're making way too much money off her.
Yeah.
But in any case, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, should that day come, which I don't think it ever will.
Yes, get on the phone to us.
Call Jade and Dave because we will sign you.
Michelle Williams, we'd totally take her.
We'd take Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
She doesn't need us really, but, you know. Honey, you want a hit in Australia, you got to sign with us.
Yeah.
In any case, on tonight's show, Jade and I, look, we will be talking. Jade, you've got a, you're bringing in an app.
Yes. It's called Shazam.
Shazam.
Yeah.
You got to say it like that.
Shazam.
With a bit of soul.
Okay.
Shazam.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about that. It's a music tagging
app. It's a music tagging app.
Yep.
And later on, I'll be talking about a podcast called Feast of Fun.
Podcast.
Yes, Jade, I went there. And later on in the show, you'll be reviewing Washington's new album.
Yes. It's actually a debut. It's called I Believe You Liar.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I am a bit of a crazy junkie when it comes to apps.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many do you have on your phone? Do you have like a Tally account?
I have a huge amount, but I don't actually have them all on my phone. Like, I'll go through phases with them. This is the other thing about them. I think they're like really fickle, especially when you can get them for free.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously my Facebook and my Twitter ones are like, you know.
The staples.
Yeah, staples.
You pretty much live on that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You use it. You use it more than toilet paper.
Yes. Words with Friends, another one. Always on it. And another one that I always make sure that I keep on my phone is called Shazam.
Shazam.
Yes. I'm not going to say it like that. But I think. But basically, I think this is like one of the best inventions ever, right? Because. You know what it does? It tags music. Mm-hmm. So, like, how, like, this happens all the time, right? You're somewhere and you hear a song and you're like, oh, I really like this song.
But I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so, basically, what you do is you push, you like, open up this app and you kind of have to make sure that you, it's not completely foolproof, right? Like, you can't just put it randomly.
50 miles away.
Yeah, you kind of have to make sure that it's kind of near where the sound is coming from.
So it picks up the sound waves that yeah, the so music it picks, is making.
And then it'll identify what the song is for you. And then it'll send you a link to, you know, how you can go download it or whatever you like.
Mm.
And when I was reading about how it works, it does this thing called acoustic fingerprints, which I just think sounds like so sci-fi.
So forensic.
Yeah. And it basically, like, and so they've got this graph on their website where it shows you exactly what it does. And it kind of, you know, it's got all these like little pinpoints on it where it says, oh, okay, it'll do this, it marks that, and that's how it identifies.
The best thing about this is it's able to identify a song with just maybe 10 seconds of
it. Yeah. So it takes, you know, so basically what you do is you hit on it, you hit tag, and it sort of does this thinking thing, and it takes about, you know, 10 to 15 seconds worth of the listens. For
which is pretty quick.
Yes. And then it'll say, and so another thing that I kind of find it useful for is like on TV shows or whatever, when they play a song, like, you know, I love TV shows that have really good soundtracks, right? Mm. But then I'm always like, oh, I wonder what that song is.
And you can hold it up.
I can hold it up against the TV, and because it only needs that 10 to 15 seconds, because you know how mostly in TV they'll play like just that little bit and then the dialogue comes in.
Yep.
If the dialogue comes in, it ruins it and it can't actually pick up what it is. But because it's shut so short amount of time that it needs to locate it, I guess.
So having said that, that, does that mean that you have to be absolutely quiet while Shazam is...
No, you don't.
So he can pick up if you're like talking in the background.
No, it's just like it completely focuses on what... It's more, I'm guessing, based on the... If it was the TV and it was dialogue within that same track.
Yeah, within that same soundbite. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
What a clever little thing.
It is so good.
Can I just say, I'm not being proud or anything, but I am pretty much a walking jukebox. I almost will never need something like Shazam. Well, because I'm just that good.
Yeah.
I'm like that person that calls out in the club what song it is within the first second.
I see that as a challenge, Dave, and I'm going to take that on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how many times have you and I been on the dance floor and within the first bar?
Look, a dance floor is one thing. I'm saying generally in everyday life, I don't know that you are a walking jukebox. Like, so for example, if I played you something random from my iPod or whatever, would you know?
Oh, well, that's evidently harder because all indie music sounds the same. Oh, no, no. You didn't. Girlfriend took it there.
Harsh. I'm going to brood on that for a while. I've got nothing to say. I really don't.
Don't get angry lesbian Jade on me, please.
See, and then you bring out that too. Next you start talking about Katy Perry.
It's okay. Katy Perry does not have the lesbian anthem.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. Am I back in your good books now?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I don't think indie music sounds all the same.
Of course they don't. I love your style of music. In fact, I've grown to adopt a lot of indie artists into my library collections.
So yes.
Yeah, I may not be as good as picking them out as yet, but one day I will.
Yes.
When we merge and become same strokes. When your brain and mine become one.
It does sound very X-Files.
Yeah, we're full of it.
Or
tonight.
Shazam.
Very Shazam.
Like, ding, subscribe, download, let's hear it. Ding, subscribe, download, let's hear it.
Subscribe to A Different Strokes Guide to Podcasts.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Oh, that's so
vintage.
Yes, and sci-fi.
I know. Look, we don't have these podcast segments on our show very often anymore, do we?
No.
And, I sense a bit of tension about this, Jade, because you are known as the podcast queen.
Yes, it says so in the intro.
There you are, digging your heels in again, getting a bit defensive because David Lim wants to do a podcast segment.
You're graying too much, Dave, too much grey.
You want me to listen to indie music, you want me to listen to podcasts, I'm just becoming you, Jade.
Yeah.
Okay, in any case, on Same Strokes tonight on Joy 94.9. Believe it or not, Different Strokes is not the world's most popular GLBT-themed podcast.
What?
I know.
That sounds shock horror. Ridiculous.
I don't believe it. How are we not number one everywhere?
Now we've found our vanity trip for next week.
Yep, there we go. You see, we don't even have to wait till once a week. This vanity trip takes off at any given time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, there's a stretch limo. Get on board and fan our egos.
Or a combi.
Or a combi van. I'm happy to cater.
Or one of those big camper vans.
Camper vans. Jump on our vanity camper van.
With a trailer on the back.
In any case, Feast of Fun is the world's most popular GLBT-themed podcast. Who are they? Well, they're basically this podcast done by these two fabulous American men called Fausto and Mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a daily, usually around about 1 hour show.
Daily?
Daily, Jade.
Wow.
Talking for an hour.
Yeah.
And with podcasts, there's no music for copyright reasons, right?
Yeah.
When do they stop to go pee? And
oh, God.
I'm sure they can stop tape, but I like to think that it's a seamless cast where they have interviews and everything. It's all seamless. I'm just like, oh, my God, talking for an hour.
We absolutely love this show, but I don't know that we could talk for an hour without any break.
Yeah, well, I like to kind of gossip with Jade. So when we play music,
we're gossiping.
Gossip. Yeah, we're gossiping. Yeah. So sorry, we love to share everything with you, but please respect celebrity privacy. That's why we have song breaks on the show. These guys on Feast of Fun have no song breaks, so they must gossip like when they are in the loo or, taking a taxi together. I don't know.
Yeah, while they're editing.
While they're editing, they bond. But they talk about a bit of everything. There's gay news, gay culture, hot topics and celebrity interviews and whatnot. So they're very much like a pop culture show.
Mm-hmm.
They've had some really interesting guests. They had, get this, the fashion photographer who started the No Hate campaign.
Ah, yes. Yep.
Yeah, because you remember at one stage there were a lot of people with these white T-shirts, gaffer tape.
And no hate
on the cheek.
Yes.
Yep. So they spoke with a fashion photographer who started that. Another interesting guest is, 80s pop singer Belinda Carlisle.
Yes.
Now, before you start fanning yourselves, queens, it's not her. It's her son. They got her son. James Duke Mason, who is a young gay man.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, working in the film industry and also does, you know, writing for you know, political features in gay magazines and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So he's quite active in the scene and, you know, his mum's Belinda Carlisle. I'm sure that gets him places.
Yes.
So they have interesting guests like that that may not be your regular, oh, you know, this is Lady Gaga and so on and so forth. Not those type of names that, you know,
jump out at you,
but they're interesting people with interesting stories to tell. So this podcast is huge. It boggles me that they have had over 6 million downloads.
Oh God.
Over 6 million downloads. And they've won a People's Choice podcast award for best GLBT podcast 3 years in a row.
Yep.
So that's pretty huge. I mean, Jade, I mean, once again, hopping on that vanity combi van now, I mean, what can you and I do to get to that status? I mean, maybe we need to run our show that long and...
Yeah, an hour, daily, I don't know if I can do that,
Dave. I would lose my voice. But what's interesting is I checked out one of their podcasts last week, and one of the topics they were talking about was about how your place in a family or your birth order can affect whether you're gay or not. It can have an effect on that. Do you believe in that?
I haven't heard about that.
You before. Haven't heard that theory?
No.
Okay. Now, this is just one of the theory. It says that if you're the oldest sibling in the family and you're gay, chances are your mother might have had a miscarriage before you.
Oh.
I'm thinking, what? That's a bit personal.
Yeah.
How would you know? They're saying that because it's based on the theory that with every child you have comes a greater chance of conceiving a gay child.
Nah, that sounds...
You don't
That sounds it? A bit... wonky to me.
A bit wonky? Apparently. Yeah,
now, both you and I are the oldest child.
I'm not about to ask my mum whether, you know...
And, you know, I'm sure that my mum would have mentioned it.
Yeah. Or maybe they didn't mention it or whatever. But it's interesting because they say the more older brothers you have, the more likely you are to be gay. I don't... it's all apparently research.
This just seems like speculation to me. This doesn't seem like it's based on anything.
It seems to be based on something, and that's one of the guests they had on the show. So that's the kind of interesting kind of pop culture kind of topics that Feast of Fun have on their show. So if you want to check it out, head to their website, www.feastoffun.com. And, there's obviously some controversial stuff, and there's always, you know, these kind of musings about whether it's nature versus nurture with, you know, people in the gay and lesbian community. So I don't know where I sit with that. I obviously believe that it's a nature thing that, you know, you don't choose that you are who you are. But to try to say that there is a pattern with birth order and all that, I'm not sure if I'm ready to...
accept that.
Yeah, believe that even.
It just sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, I'll say.
You say that it's about pop artist, birth character.
Pop artist, birth character.
Forget what you've heard.
I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, Washington is someone that we've been hearing about around the traps for so long.
And is an artist that I'm proud to say that we got behind before this album even came out.
Yes. Yeah. And when you go back and actually look, like she'd released like three or four. So Washington, by the way, is Megan Washington. She goes by Washington. She released about three or four EPs sort of between 2008 and this album that's come out, which is called I Believe You Liar. So she kind of was really... around and people knew who she was, and she was playing a lot of support acts like gigs and stuff. I've seen like at least two gigs that I can think of where she was one of the supports sort of in the last 12 to 18 months. So she's, you know, she's very kind of well known in that indie scene, but she's got a lot of crossover appeal, which I don't know that I realized until I listened to the album as a full thing that it kind of had. I was like, oh, I think Dave's gonna really like this. It just seemed it's very upbeat and joyous, and of course you love the female singer.
Yes, I love female artists. So and we've played Washington before on the show, and I remember thinking, oh, you know, I like her. I like, well, first of all, the name Washington is unique, and At that stage, I didn't really know what she looked like, but yeah. Nowadays you're seeing her on covers of, you know, yeah. free press everywhere, and she's got that look with the granny glasses.
Yeah, she's very and the indie. Mop top. Yes.
That look's going to take off. And I like that because she has her own look there. Yeah. I don't know of a lot of people who is rocking that mop top kind of a, you know, almost like a pixie cut with granny glasses.
Yeah, totally.
And she's hot.
Yeah.
I think she's hot, yep. you know. So that can't hurt. And what the album made number two the first week it came out. So
it is
huge.
And it's hugely popular. It's still, you know, sitting. It came out in July, so at the end of July. So it's been out close to a month now.
She's outselling Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it's a hard thing to do these days.
Really? Are you suggesting that Kylie's past it?
No, I'm not suggesting that Kylie's past it. I'm just saying
she's
Australia.
She's not at the height of her popularity anymore?
No, not at all. I don't know what you're trying to do, Jade. Don't try to get my queens angry at me. They know I represent them.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, sure.
What I'm trying to say is Kylie doesn't have residency in Australia.
Yes.
So whereas Washington's around.
Oh, so you think that makes Kylie, like that gives Washington an advantage over Kylie that she lives in Australia?
And she's touring here. Hello. You know, if you're here touring and promoting your album and you're playing gigs in Australia, Australians are going to buy your music. Kylie's off on the other side of the world. You know.
Maybe Michelle Williams can learn from this then.
Are you suggesting Michelle from Destiny's Child move to Australia?
Yeah, well, if she wants to sell albums in Australia. Anyway, so back to Washington. The first sort of listen that I had, I was like, oh, okay, it kind of has these elements of like old school Tegan and Sarah, and you're going to think that I can never like talk about anything musical without bringing them up. But obviously, I just meant like there's kind of this raw vocals to it. She's obviously one thing that she does a little bit different to what Tegan and Sarah do. Tegan and Sarah don't really deal in specifics or storytelling. Mm. They're very like kind of... that it's just you kind of take from the song what you want. Whereas Washington has a lot of songs on this album that are very, like, they're telling, like, really good stories. And I love a good story song, like, just really do. She'll no doubt get a lot of comparison to artists that are kind of in her similar area, like Sia or Birdie Blackman, even though she doesn't necessarily sound very similar to them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're kind of in that weird space where they could be indie, but they've got a lot of pop
like
appeal.
When you say a bit like Birdie Blackman, I mean, is this Birdie Blackman pre-electro?
I'm talking about Secrets and Lies, Birdie
okay.
Blackman.
Oh, okay. See, I love that album.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of kind of, you know, they've both got that area where people on both sides can like them. And there were even moments... there are even tracks on this actual album that kind of remind me of that kind of Lily Allen style as well, like that Kate Nash, you know, style. It's very, very upbeat. It's very, I guess, joyous might be the word. It's like, you know, the music is, it's very bouncy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of orchestral sounds. There's a lot of instruments going on.
It's a colourful album.
Yeah, very lots of strings. At times, it kind of reminds me of like these. It gets like really old school. And it kind of got like, you know, the type of sounds that you would hear in like those black and white movies. It kind of has those moments too.
That's lush. I like that. So, are there any standouts for you on this album?
Yes,
I understand it's been hard to pick.
It has been really hard to pick because they're all kind of really self-contained. There's already been something like four or five singles off the album, so there's quite a lot of singles going around. My tracks, though, that I really enjoyed, How to Tame Lions, I Believe You Lie, which is obviously the title track, Teenage Fury, 80 Miles, Halloween, Rich Kids, which is one of the singles, and 1997, which is what I'm going to play tonight.
In any case, look, that's all we've got time for this week.
Yeah, so if you want to catch up with us during the week, you can. If you go to joy.org.au/different strokes, you can get our podcasts, our blogs, etc. You can also become a fan of us on Facebook if you want to do a search for Different Strokes. Dave and I are also on Twitter, but you can get all the links off our blog, which is differentstrokesradio.blogspot.com.
Excellent. And, you know, tweet us during the week and jump on the vanity ride.
Yeah, totally.
We're on the trip the
People
whole time.
People make suggestions to me all the time and I always, always say yes. Just, you know, if you want to get involved in our show, tweet me.
Okay, well, I'm open to it too, just so you know.
Sometimes.
I am most of the time.
Says he who's already got the playlist for the next 3 weeks.
You're ready. Not meant to see that, Jade.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.